You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. It has been what feels like years, but it's only been months. Joined again by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Things are a little bit different this time around. I'm at home. You're at home. We usually have this palatial studio that neither of us paid for, and now we have this home studio that neither of us paid for.
Does that mean because we're home, we can have wine while we do this, or?
I would expect you to. I have mine over here, and
okay,
probably make it easier to get through this after that interesting 2-hour premiere that we had.
I feel like the last few seasons of either The Bachelor or Bachelorette, these first episodes are just like not great.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, yours pitched as the most dramatic ever. And so I get that. But this one seemed to be even more so because of all of the uncertainty about how long we'll have this Bachelorette and if there'll be another one, which they're still not really telling us about.
Yeah.
For this one, it was okay. It was fine.
There wasn't really anything crazy that happened. I mean, we did have some drama, but there's always some sort of like petty drama that happens the first night, but nothing like, oh my God, that was the best premiere ever.
And, you know, I understand they had to catch us up, much like we did our little catch up here at the beginning, like you're at home, I'm at home. Okay. But we didn't take 38 minutes to do it, which is what the folks.
So long.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Listen, you wanted to show that she was excited to do it. And the moment that she was told she was the Bachelorette. And then, fine. And then the shutdown. Okay. But do we need to take almost 40 minutes before we get to her meeting the actual people?
No. I mean, and I even texted you because I did miss the first, I think, 4 or 5 minutes because of my DVR. And I was like, hey, did I miss anything? And you're like, 38 minutes and then it starts. And I was like, okay, so I don't have to stress about 3 minutes.
No, and even if you didn't see that first half hour, I mean, you really didn't miss anything because it's what everyone has had to deal with. So,
right.
Yeah, everything shut down and then we couldn't do anything. And it's been tough on, obviously, not just people at work, but, you know, personal lives. And she couldn't see her mother. And, like, again, all of that is hard for her. And it obviously, you know, leans into her story. But, again, did we need it to be 40 minutes before we were meeting these guys?
We did not.
Especially when it's going to be 31 guys.
Yeah.
Just for the first time ever, at least that I can remember, the ABC contestants page or cast page is two pages long. You actually click over to see everybody that's in this show.
I know. And really, like, a lot of them didn't get any FaceTime.
No.
Or camera time at all. Like, usually you get like one, two, or three that are sent home the first night, and you're like, wait, who did you just say bye to? I don't even remember seeing that person come out of the limo. But I feel like we didn't even see half.
No, it was smaller than ever, which is impressive considering that they had so many more guys or contestants to work with. And, you know, our first introduction to these guys really is when they're getting tested, and they're being big babies for having to put a nasal swab in so that they can stay at this resort for if they're lucky.
Such a tough life.
Months, like, oh my God. And this is so scary. And guys,
I know they were like all like ex NFL players, and they're like, oh my God, my nose.
You're going to put a swab where?
Yeah. But it was interesting. Like, we didn't get any of, a look into, the guys with their grandmothers or the guys with their moms. Like, we just had basically selfie iPhone video footage. So
I understand they can't send crews to do their normal reels for these guys. But if you have 31 guys, and instead of taking 40 minutes to get to the resort, how about you take 15 to wrap us up with everything that happened with COVID and how you had to make the season possible, and then use the selfie footage for them to introduce you to their family and give them a little A, B, and C about them, as opposed to just like, here I am, I'm finally on the plane with my mask, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, so I thought it was weird that, how they did like the basically catch up with Claire, like, of course, Juan Pablo, like, that was the biggest thing. That was her entrance into the franchise. And people on Twitter noticed as well, but there was no mention of Winter Games or Benoit or the engagement, the live engagement that happened. And I think it was Mike Fleece or one of them tweeted that they said that they didn't have time to include any footage or any mention of Benoit. Like, that was his tweet. It literally said they didn't have time. And
it's what, 15 seconds?
But like, not only that, but this is the one season that you have the most time, like, for anything. You could literally do anything. So I thought that was kind of a weird excuse. And even Benoit came out and was like, I was actually surprised I didn't see myself. And supposedly they're really, really good friends still. And, but I mean, that was a huge moment in the Bachelor franchise for Claire.
Life.
Well, yeah, it was a full on engagement on live TV, and it just wasn't even, it was just like, oh, Juan Pablo, which I get, like, that was rough in itself, but it was, I mean, you could have at least mentioned him. I mean, maybe it's coming, but like, the time was in the recap in the beginning.
Juan Pablo, Bachelor in Paradise 2, and I'm expecting Here Comes Winter Games, and not even a mention of it. And it would be one thing if she was on the show and nothing happened.
Right.
But for her to be leaving there with Beyonce, who then
was... That was the whole finale of Winter Games was focused on her and the engagement that happened. And then there was just nothing. And Ben was so nice. I loved him. But he wasn't even, like, mentioned.
But, and then he was even nice when she was announced as the Bachelorette, because everyone was saying, oh, is there going to be bad blood there, that now she's back in the franchise? And instead, he was tweeting out, like, oh, I'm so happy for her, hope she finds the best. And then they can't even mention the dude?
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I don't know if I only saw his quote in the article that summed it up, so I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter, but he was even surprised. He was like, oh, I was kind of, expecting to see my face. I think he was like kind of disappointed in a way, but it was a huge point, and they didn't even touch on it.
Yeah, totally. And one of the things I think we can add to our drinking bingo board is show up, because
oh my God,
if you're Claire, you like people that show up, and she wants to show up.
I have that all in caps on top of my paper. It just says show up.
So anytime she says show up, drink.
And I think now we're at home, we could actually incorporate the drinking game.
No, just saying.
Exactly. Crazy.
You're not going anywhere.
Right.
Open up
might as well.
Bottles. Might as well get you, might get you through the first hour of the show.
Yeah, why not?
Well, so we finally get the introductions, and you know, I don't know who stuck out for you. I'll mention a couple for me. First and foremost is Bennett, who has to come up in a Rolls Royce.
That's like, if he didn't, after talking to him for a minute, you'd like question why he didn't. But, oh, yeah, I already can't stand him. And it's been, he only got maybe 3 minutes total of camera time, and I'm already done with him.
Yeah, and so when he walks out with the big scarf, and it's like 007, basically, it's like, douche, Bennett douche.
Yeah.
And
Harvard, New York financial guy, like, ugh, I can't.
And he had to be even worse than we saw, because to put that production together and then not even put him on camera basically the rest of the time has to tell you something about him.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, as far as ugh goes, AJ, who even is self-aware enough to say, I make bad first impressions, and then almost breaks her hand.
Yes. I think, yeah, I mean, they like cut to her hand, and you could actually see it was red. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he just like blacked out for a second with the whole handshake, but she was hurting, for sure.
And a positive for me was Easy, who is a, you know, was a football
player. Love him.
Apparently very popular this year. They're three former football players. Now seems to be an agent. And, you know, he's like, your future husband, you know, first, you'll be my first round pick. I'm like, okay, like, mm-hmm. This is the confidence that you need, not the, oh my God, I can't talk to girls and I'm going to break your hand.
And blackout while doing so. I love Easy. I think he's awesome. And I think he definitely has potential for, I mean, if not ending up further with, I don't know, either Bachelorette, whatever is going to happen. He definitely has potential to go far in the franchise, for sure.
And, I forgot this one in the negative column. Jay decided to show up in a straitjacket. And
not only that, he kept it on the whole entire night.
Again, being self-aware, he did say, oh, she gives me the first impression, Rose, I'll accept it in my mouth. You know, like, fine. But, like, you know you can...
I don't know if that's right. Fine, though. Like, I don't know. He definitely wouldn't have stayed the first night if I were in Claire's shoes, but...
And I don't know if that's the situation of if we're early enough even to have producer picks, or just the you know, you have so many that there are enough awful people to send home. But it was just super weird that someone that's in a straitjacket for 6 or 7 hours, you decide to keep them around.
Well, it's funny because they like you usually don't stay in if you have a crazy entrance outfit. You'll stay in it for like that group picture that they do in front. Because I remember, like, our friend Matt, like, he kept his costume on for the pictures, and when Alexis was a dolphin and, like, stuff like that. But he went all out and just kept it on the entire
ceremony
time.
Ceremony with it.
Yeah. No.
Nope. Possibly happening there. I'm just assuming he's going
to. Not only that, but, like, aren't you sweating? Like, like, and how are you drinking?
That's a good point, actually. And if anyone needs a drink, it's somebody that's walking around in a straitjacket. But
yes.
I wonder if she like said the wrong name or something, because I can't come up with a reason why she would think like.
Yeah, I think she was probably doing it and was like, oh, I meant that guy, but I said the wrong name. So
pull a Jesse Palmer where you say the wrong name, except don't get to it.
Exactly.
Then you had Chasen, who comes out in the full metal armor. And
yes.
I don't know if you stayed for after the credits. They showed how they actually got rid of that armor.
I did. I usually don't, but I actually did last night.
Was hauled over to try to get rid of this stuff. And not only did he carry it away, but he put on the helmet.
Yeah.
And he was
Which is a good thing we're all positive, like negative for COVID, because talk about, I was surprised he actually did that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the benefits of being in an actual bubble.
Yeah.
You're not as concerned as you would be if they were in the mansion. He'd probably say, like, yeah, that's just going to stay there for the rest of the
show. They needed some footage since they didn't have enough time to talk about Benoit. They needed to...
I know, right? No time. No time, guys. We can't fit anything in. Even though I don't know much... we didn't really get much of him overall, but I thought Tyler S., the shirt, was a big win.
Yes.
To be, you know, forward-thinking enough to put her dogs on there, and then that.
Yeah, that was good, and you could obviously see how obsessed she was with her dogs and everything. So it was a good first impression.
I mean, she even pet the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew she was going to do that.
The only other one I have is someone we'll have to talk about in a little bit is Tyler C., who, you know, shows up as Clark Griswold and saying, oh, this is everything I have, and I drove across country to be here, which it probably, A, wasn't his stuff, and B, wasn't his car. But
turn around.
But he even did a little foreshadowing, saying, you know, after a couple beers, I turned Don Galetti. And
yeah. Well, there you go.
It happened real quick.
Yeah. Another one I thought Jason with the pregnant stomach.
Great.
That was a good throwback to her entrance for Juan Pablo. He added, you know, the hold the weight of the relationship, labor of love type thing. But I mean, definitely would have been weird if there was no connection. But because it tied it back to her first entrance, that was a good call on his part. He seems funny.
I was a little concerned because I didn't watch Juan Pablo's season. So I see him get out of the car with this. I'm like, why did you make that decision? This is just...
What is this?
Yeah. And so, you know, to the Google I went and, oh, okay. Well, now it makes sense. Oh, at first I thought, well, did she go on the show pregnant? And...
Yeah. I'm glad that they did that little flashback because it would have been awkward for people who don't go back that far to not understand that it was a joke. Yeah.
Little context was necessary.
Yeah. That was really, I mean, and had the parachute falling for you. That was Damar.
I'm gonna do that, and I understand you're in a bubble, so it's probably not possible, but don't you actually have to like jump in?
Yeah, that was actually just have to do this disappointment. It was disappointment, but okay, Damar. And then yeah, I mean, no one else. I mean, obviously Dale.
And that, yeah, I mean, I think that has to be the last one because it's pretty
Jordan tall. M, he's at least 7 feet tall, I think.
Yeah, because she
like they couldn't even get him in the same frame, like camera frame.
Like she doesn't seem super, super tiny. Obviously she's huge, but she seems
I think she's He was really tall. But
that leads us to Dale, who, as I'm sure Chris loved and the producers loved hearing in their ears as this was happening, he walks up and she immediately says, I think I just met my husband. And they're like, oh, crap.
Which actually to touch upon before talking about Dale, like, I don't know how I feel about how she had the opportunity to look into all these guys ahead of time. Like, I mean, it's good for her because she can weed out, like, you can find anything online, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like you, no matter what, like in your mind, you're already judging someone when you meet them. If you did all that digging.
Oh, 100%.
Like, cause, I don't know if you watched, did you watch Jimmy Kimmel after?
I only watched him announce his wife's picks.
Okay. So, I don't know where I was going with that. But like he asked, did you have a clear yes and no before going into it? And she said, no, not a clear yes or no, but like, I knew, you know, I kind of knew where I wanted to go further with people.
Yeah.
So she like, she really liked what she saw about Dale. So in her mind, she's like, that's someone. And then she met and she's like, oh my God, he's going to be my husband. But like, I don't know, like in your mind, like Tyler C, like, did you see something you didn't like about him online. So in your mind, you're like, no, I'm picking Yosef or whatever in this little ridiculous jumping ahead. But I mean, it's great for her that she had that time, but it's kind of like an unfair, like, because as people watching, like, we're deciding about these people along with her, but she already knows things ahead of time before she went into this. So I mean, good for her, but kind of like pointless for us, I guess.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I was only thinking about the positive of,
yeah,
like Dale.
Yo, yeah, it's 100% a positive for her for all this, but it was just, I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't judge people, but I feel like I would have, I feel like I would, you know, if you read something bad about someone and then you meet them in person, you're going to have that in the back of your mind. I feel like
you don't read something bad, even just going through their social media.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
well, and that's what she was saying. She's like,
feeling,
yeah, she was like, I'm not a big drinker. And then I walked in the house and I saw, you know, people doing backflips and like chugging beer and having all these drinks. And she said, you know, is that going to be my husband? Like, probably not. But I don't know. I think it's a good and bad depending on what side you're on with the show.
Right. And I think that it's a little almost unfair now to future Bachelor and Bachelorettes. Like,
right. Yeah. That's,
you get, you know, here's the people, you get 12 hours. You can do as much internet research you want. And then we're taking your phone and you're going to film.
Yeah.
Like, just,
yeah, I think this, but I also think like this year just doesn't count. So I feel like they're just going to go back to normal after this. But yeah, it's, I'm leaning more towards, it was definitely unfair for the guys and for the people watching. And because sometimes once you read something, you can't, I don't know, get that out of your head, or once you see something. So,
yeah. And
so, but great for her, like, good for her for taking all that time to research all these guys.
And, you know, for Dale, it's just, it had to be so weird for them, like, even knowing that she knew, quote unquote, these guys, mm-hmm, to see the reaction, and then for her to actually say it out loud and not in a confessional, but like, literally the dude was 15 feet away. Like, he was barely in the house, and she's like, I just met my husband. And they're like, oh man. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, we have to do like 12.
We shouldn't have picked Claire. I told you.
I mean, that's not, I told you, you know, there was one person in the background that's throwing stuff. I'm like, I told you after Winter Games,
yeah,
you can't be trusted. She got engaged and broke up and fell in love with another person and then ran off across the country. Like,
yeah,
definitely some rage in the production trucks when they were watching that clip.
Yeah, they definitely had some bets going on there.
And so, I mean, then Chris almost has to tell her, like, that's great, you know what you like or you want, you know what you want and all that. That's great. But we still have to meet a few more guys. Like,
yeah,
this isn't over.
I feel so bad for the guys that followed that, because, I mean, you could just see that her mind wasn't even, she was like, oh, nice to meet you.
Got checked out.
Yeah, I think it was, they just showed, I think, Paige and Tyler S, I think, after that.
Yeah,
and it was kind of just, yeah, it was kind of just like, all right, let's go in and have some drinks and meet people. But I already found my husband.
So. Yeah, exactly. So we can, you want to wrap this up, or is Neil Lane around? Are we going to,
yeah,
we gonna do this thing? Or
can we just shoot this all at once so we don't have to come back?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to shoot a DM to Tayshia.
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah.
And so, big shocker, you know, obviously it's going forward a little bit, but, you know, Dale gets the first impression rose. And
yes,
you know, they tried to sort of fake us out by having her have a moment with Blake Moynez.
Yeah.
Where I don't buy this, but he was the only one that reached out to me before the show. I'm like, sure.
You didn't. Yeah, but she made it clear. She was like, you broke the rule, but I loved it, so.
Yeah, also laying the groundwork, by the way, that if it did come out that there were other people, which I don't know how there wouldn't be, is like, even though it's against the rules, it's okay. It's fine.
Yep.
There's nothing, mm-hmm, wrong with it. You're just showing concern.
Yeah.
And the Blake moment I thought was pretty cool because he, you know, he went for it and she clearly was there for it. It was all on the up and up. And then immediately after that, again, props obviously to the editing, but immediately after that, she goes running for the first impression rose. And you're thinking, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It isn't just going to be the Dale show. But.
Yeah, but also, like, when once you're watching this back, like, if you're Dale and Claire, like, together, and you're like, oh, you said that I was definitely your husband, and then you have your first kiss with Blake, like, 10 feet away, like yeah, whatever.
Love at first sight. Cool. Make out with someone else.
But, yeah, they definitely tried to, you know, divert that rose, but in the end, you knew it was going to Dale for the first impression.
And I know we always get a little bit of drama on this first night, but this was a rare sort of drama because you had out of nowhere, because sometimes these guys know each other, but out of nowhere you have Tyler C. Pulling something out of the
not to be confused with our golden Tyler C. Well, Tyler Cameron.
The Tyler C. name through the mud.
I know.
Guys, like, just unacceptable.
Yeah.
But you had him pulling out a trick that usually is reserved for people like 6 or 7 weeks down the road when they're getting desperate and they're like, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to make it another week. Let me start trashing this person. And they go to the hotel usually and they say, I've got to talk to you. And it's not about their relationship. It's trying to drag one of the other people in the house.
Yeah.
So he decided to fast forward this and just out of nowhere, just
he's just like, I can't wait. I actually don't want to be here. So I'm just going to do this, but kind of hope I get saved, but kind of hope I don't. It was funny because Claire goes to get Tyler C and like has this sit down with herself in the middle and Yosef and Tyler C next to her. And then they talk for like 2 minutes and then she's like, all right, well, actually I don't want to do this. So I'm going to leave and go talk to more people that, you know, I want to talk to before the night ends. So it was funny that like, she kind of made this whole thing happen, but then she's like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm going to go talk to some other guy.
Very quickly. We're going to figure this out to now. Nah, you guys figure it out. I'm going to head over here.
Yeah.
And I liked the idea that a couple of the guys had immediately. It was like, oh, maybe she's going to send them both home. And for someone.
Which honestly, you should have, but.
Totally.
It sounds like Yosef's going to be around for as long as we can have someone around. But because it sounds like he'll be around for some drama and probably not there for the right reasons.
Ooh, drink. And, you know, it's just for someone who does, and I do think she does, you know what she wants and who was clearly using.
She made that clear last night. She also, yes, you could she shows up. She shows up.
Yeah, whether you show up for the right reasons or not, as long as you show up. Mm-hmm. And to sit them down and then decide like 30 seconds in, they're like, I'm not really into this. Yeah. Should have just walked them out. Forget about you guys sit in the sandbox and work it out. Be like, no, this is over. We're not doing this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 40. This is not happening.
Yeah. This is middle school fight about.
You want your high school drama, you can have that, but this isn't happening.
Exactly.
And, you know, it goes back to something that we say every single year when this happens. Someone decides, again, usually it's later in the season, but someone always decides that, you know what, this is my Hail Mary. I'm going to go talk crap about another contestant. And guess what? It never works.
Guys, literally never.
Never works. I don't know if this is your first day, but this doesn't work. And so I don't know why he thought that this was going to work. And I would have gotten rid of them both too, but at least she got rid of the right person. Because Yo was like, as soon as he heard about it, he wasn't going to sit on and hope she didn't find out. He went right over and said, this is ridiculous. I don't know why this is happening.
And yeah, I mean, I also don't believe him either, but.
Of course not. No, 0%. But at least he went and tried to get ahead of it as opposed to, you know, Tyler, who was clearly just using it to try to knock another contestant out to try to get himself.
Yeah, which I definitely would have bet on probably any other person than that Tyler to do it. Like I would have, I don't know, someone different, but I guess his true colors were shown in that moment.
But this is this goes back to what you were saying about her doing research beforehand. As I wonder, now you got this in my head, is if he knew, this Tyler I'm speaking of, knew about something that she could have easily found out about him. And that's why he was so quick to try to divert attention off himself to this dude, to Yo.
Yeah.
Was, oh, crap, there's no way she didn't see this on, you know, my Instagram or something. And
yeah.
So instead,
that's a good enough other way to put it.
Didn't work, and it won't work, guys, girls.
Because I thought of it. Yeah, I thought of it as she probably saw something about Tyler C. that she like wasn't a fan of, not something bad, but like she just knew it wasn't gonna work, and in her mind was like, okay, I'm just, this is so ridiculous, I'm just gonna pick Yosef's side on this. And then, but seeing it as maybe he has something to hide too, like that's also a good avenue that could be true. So,
and so not even just with Dale, because I'm just gonna assume that Dale was one of these people, but of the, we've got 23 people left by my count. And obviously we know that she talked to one of the Blakes, and I'm going to assume she talked to Dale, because even if someone like Claire, who clearly falls quickly, I have a hard time believing that 3 minutes after meeting someone, she's like, that's my husband, without having spoken to him, even via like DMs or whatever.
Yeah.
How many of those 23 do you think spoke to her, or a mutual conversation, not just sent something to her, not just slid into the DMs, but had full conversations of the 23?
I mean, a good number, I would think.
Like, over under 7. Because remember, it's against the rules.
Yeah, I would say under, just because of the whole... just because of the whole you could get kicked off part, I would think. I mean, over probably wanted to do it, but actually did it, I would say under, just because, what if this comes out and then now I'm just not in this at all?
And now I can't sell Diffie eyewear on my Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to risk that. So I get that.
Exactly. You want those.
I would have leaned to the over, but... The threatening to the Instagram, potential is probably the right way to go. You know,
you can go far in this franchise.
Yeah.
Play your cards right.
Instagram and paradise are the two reasons that you go on these shows, right? And
of course.
You don't have
love is like last on the list.
Yeah. And you know, unless you're Matt James, if you don't go on the show, you don't have a chance to do anything. Yeah. So
there you go.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Only for that reason, but I would definitely always say over, but just because of that, of the fear of being kicked off, I think.
So Kenny is a boy band manager. Do you know the boy band that Kenny manages?
I do. It is a cover band. It's a boy band cover band. Yes.
That doesn't count.
It's called the Boy Band Night, and they're out of Chicago. And
how disappointing that is.
All live full band boy band tribute. Hashtag Backstreet Boys. Hashtag NSYNC. Hashtag NKOTB. Hashtag One Direction, and more. TheBoyBandNight.com, in case you want to check it out.
Oh, man. I guess I should have known better. But I was hoping it was like O-Town or something.
Yeah. I mean, maybe someone's singing O-Town.
So they're really just a cover band that covers boy band songs?
Yes. And they only have 2,700 followers.
On...
Instagram.
Oh, come on, guys. You can't even get like a...
And the last two posts is just about The Bachelorette, about Kenny being on The Bachelorette.
You can't even get low-level advertising.
Yeah, and then the rest of the account is basically just like memes about boy bands.
You're not gonna get invited to movie premieres with that kind of following. Gee.
No. So that's... There you go. There's your answer for Kenny.
That's so upsetting.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be, something something good, maybe. Maybe we'd get O-Town doing like a
that's what I'm saying.
Like a quarantine Zoom concert or something.
Yeah, you could either bring them into the bubble or do it, like you said, over Zoom. I mean, you're not going to have a cover band.
We're not going to have boy band night. And when your manager has more followers than the band,
yeah, it's never good.
It's probably not a great start for your following.
Now, usually after the first episode of both Bachelor and Bachelorette, we do a little fantasy draft.
Yes.
And there are a couple things that jumped out this year. First is we have to...
That it wouldn't work?
Well, we have to assume that it's going to be some form of the Dale show. Mm-hmm. You know, whether... And I don't look at any spoilers. I don't know what's going to happen, but I see what is openly reported is about how there's going to be a second Bachelorette. And so if that happens, then you would think for one reason or another that Claire is not going to continue. And you'd think the only reason she's not going to continue is if she, like she said, goes off into the sunset and use those
and I think it's,
on the opening night. I mean,
I think it's funny because like, I think a lot of, there's always so many rumors out there and everything, but I feel like they kind of stick to just online rumors, but I feel like this rumor, like it was a whole subject of Jimmy Kimmel last night about, okay, like basically we're assuming you're picking Dale. So then where does it go from there? And she got really defensive actually over it. And like kind of clapped back, but like, It was hard. It was over Zoom, so like she was on a delay, so it was like all really weird. But yeah, she was, and the whole interview, like Jimmy Kimmel just kept trying to ask the same question. She was not having it, and she was like, "No, it didn't happen like that," and like all this stuff, and she got really defensive over it. But I feel like it's just like a rumor that's. I feel like rumors, they usually just stay on Twitter and Instagram. Like for Bachelors, like it's not really ever mentioned on Jimmy Kimmel or like a, you know,
yeah,
I don't know, Good Morning America or right. something.
They would never mention something that was popping up like a spoiler. They would never look
right.
at it that way. But clearly Jimmy has been given the okay. Like, listen, literally.
Yeah, and she was like, I've never met Tasia. Like, I'm here. I'm the one doing the interview right now. I'm the Bachelorette. Like, it got, like, pretty defensive, so.
Well, because it's not out of the realm of
possibility. I posted it, actually, on our Bachelor Podcast Facebook page, that video. But it was, like, kind of cringy to watch because she was getting so defensive and like he was trying to get the answers obviously, but he was also just having fun because it's Jimmy Kimmel, but it was all very weird.
But after what we've seen, especially in Winter Games, which they conveniently left out, would it really surprise anyone if she decided, okay, how, you know, whatever, 5 weeks in, that I don't want to do this anymore, it's just gonna be me and Dale, fine, bring in Tasia, whatever, and then 2 weeks later decides, yeah, never mind.
It was funny because
on this.
Yeah, because he flat out was like, "Is this true?" And she was like, "It's false." And she's like, "He's like, okay, are you sure?" And he's like, "She's like, no, it." And then she was like, "No, it didn't happen like that. It's false." So he's like, "Okay, just to let you know, like once everything happens, like we're gonna come back to these tapes and play it back." And she's like, "It didn't happen like that. Like that's all false." So either she doesn't know what happens when she decides to leave, or and she also said she's never met Tasia. Ever. They've never met each other. So
I have so
we'll
many
see.
Questions.
I mean,
so
she'll be like, she'll definitely be called out as a liar because she flat out said, no, it's false. If that is true, but we don't know. So,
yeah. And that's the thing. So, but what I thought we would do instead of doing a draft where whoever gets the first pick would just take Dale and everyone else would lose, is I figured there are 23 people left. And I don't know how many of these people, if we do get a second Bachelorette, if they all stay, if we bring in new guys, or what the deal is. We're going to assume, just of these 23, is I wrote them randomly.
Wait, can I just touch on that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I read an article, and I don't know where I read it, so I'm actually not sure how credible
no
it
credit.
Is. But
no credit.
But I did hear that that Tasia is coming in at some point, but they recast, like, they kept the guys, but then just added in a few, like, 16 people or something.
A few 16.
So, like, they're keeping some people, but then also recasting some.
That's
so- whenever anything happens. So it should be interesting. But right now we have 23.
Right. And so what I'm going to do is I want you to pick 12 numbers, 1 to 23, because I can see the names. You can't. I've assigned each person that's on the show now that didn't get kicked off a number. So you can just count.
That's a good idea.
Any 12 from 1 to 23, and those will be your people for however long the show goes. And Dale is one of them. So, I mean.
Okay.
And then those will be your people.
All right. 1 to 23.
And you get
just 12. Name them.
I'll give you even one more. So you get 12 of the 23.
How generous. Okay. 7. 12. 5. 2. 21, 23, it's kind of hard of thinking numbers, 18, did I say 12?
You did, and I said 12. Part about that is that's Riley.
Oh, that's, see,
one
I knew.
One of your twins' names.
I knew. Which is a girl, by the way. My Riley's a girl, not a boy.
Important distinction.
Yes. 3.
4 more.
4 more. Okay. 9.
3 more.
11. 10.
And 1 more.
And 1.
All right. So you did not get Dale.
Ugh.
However, you got Zach J, Damar, Easy. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love him.
Zach C, Kenny, Brandon, Yosef.
Oh, God.
Tyler S. Riley.
Okay.
Jay. Garen,
I think. Because I always thought it was Gary. And then it is Garen.
And Joe.
The origami guy.
That's one of the highlights.
Great.
Of put together. Oh, my.
Yeah.
You wonder why she wants to get married to, you know, the one dude that she's attracted to.
What number was Dale?
Dale was number 16.
So,
there you go. 16. Very exciting.
All right.
But.
So there could be 2 winners. We each could win.
And honestly, there could be like 4 winners because the way that Claire can change her mind, who knows?
I know.
She might end up with 2 or 3 of these guys by the time this is all over.
Seriously. Oh, God.
And before, I only have one non-Claire season note, but before we get to that, was there anything else from this episode that I missed?
I don't think so. It's pretty low key. We touched on all the best parts.
So you guys, we talked the whole season in the amount of time it took you to get to the intro.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And you didn't have time for Benoit. Just saying.
And
ridiculous.
But we do have time for Luke P.
Oh.
So I don't know that we ever thought we'd have to talk about him again. But
we should have just known at some point.
The producers of the show decided to sue Luke P. And they have won. And he now is ordered to pay them $120,000 for making negative or disparaging comments. And now I don't know that they'll ever see much of that money because it's got to be his money. So it doesn't matter what kind of money his family has or whatever. So I don't know if they're ever going to really see much of that, and I'm sure he'll feel it. But I would assume that it's their way of not only just slapping him down, but giving a little shot across the bow for people on this season, which seems like it's going to be pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
And especially if we do switch people midway, and they want to make sure that all the people that are on this season are not getting out of that bubble and immediately just torching the production team.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like it wasn't even because it was negative. It was you can't do any press in whatever amount of time that your contract states. And that like it's a legit contract, so you can't be going talking to people.
Could have had to do with Colton, because Colton and his drama is a whole other issue.
Yikes.
Colton even said a couple times, you know, like, well, I'm not know if I'm supposed to be saying this, and he sort of pushed it a little bit as he's getting ready for his book. So I wonder again if this is just showing people that, okay, unless you're the star, you better not be saying anything, because we will come after you and we will take your money.
Yeah. Clearly, it's happening right now.
I mean, after the way he treated Hannah, I don't feel bad for him, certainly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
You can do whatever you want to him, guys, but...
anyone is going to feel bad for him after everything happening, but...
Anything else? That was the only thing that popped up to me, was him losing 100.
No, I mean... Days. Yeah, I mean... You do have Cassie and Colton. It seems like just a really messy legal battle right now. Restraining orders and car trackers, and I don't know. I don't even have a stance on it, because it's all so crazy. Like, I don't just believe her. I don't just believe him. I mean, it seems crazy, but also... I mean, they're probably crazy too.
And so much of it from both sides seemingly could really be proven once it gets to court pretty easily. You know, when she's accusing him of something, he's saying, well, I was in Colorado. Well, that's very easy to prove. That is not like it's happening two streets over. And it's, well, I was home. Like, well, no one knows you were home. Like, people are going to know if he was in Colorado or California. Like, that's
right.
Pretty easy to prove.
So, yeah. So if that's true, then what's going on in her mind? Right.
Like, but then if he did, in fact, tell people that he put the tracker on, you know, admitted to people that he put a tracker on her car, like, again, easily provable. Like, these are not difficult things to prove, but with both sides, I'm with you. Like, who knows? It's just crazy all around.
Yeah, it's just so really messy legal battle right now, it seems like. So
maybe they are just meant for each other and they should figure it all out.
Some sort of love story right there.
I think the best thing I saw, and I think we might have even been talking about it at one point, is when, you know, they mentioned her and how she's like the college student. And I'm like, a college student? Like, is she going to be a doctor? She's
Yeah, something about like getting her degree or something.
She's been in college for 8 years. Like, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. Yeah, they're called doctors.
Like, yeah.
What is she
doing? Pretty sure you're not going to be a doctor. Pretty sure we would know that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, listen, I think there was a low level of delivering on the drama in this episode, but I do think that it has a very high level of potential.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like we're going to see things that we haven't seen before. I mean, they say that every season.
They do. But I think this time it might actually deliver.
But I think it's, like, actually legit this year. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
A very 2020 season.
Yes. That's, like, this just sums up 2020, honestly, this type of season.
Oh, my God, totally. And so we're back. It's good to be back, even if it's, again, from my kitchen and your whatever room that is.
Kitchen.
Kitchen. There you see. We're doing it basically from our kitchens. And,
yep.
But it's after, like I said, feels like years. Good to be back.
Yes.
At Bachelor Podcast on all socials and wherever you're listening to this, thank you. You can also find it wherever else you listen to podcasts. It's just available everywhere. everywhere. That's how easy we are.
We are everywhere.
We show up. That's why.
We show up.
So it's good to be back, and we will see you next week.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.